This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 144 for Friday, November 15th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are stronger on Friday afternoon, turning around after a week highlighted by losses. At the final settlement, the January canola contract jumps $20 at $660.80 per ton. The March contract advances $19.50 at $669.90 per ton. Canola is being bolstered by sharp increases in the Chicago soy complex, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed. Declines in crude oil are attempting to stymie further upticks in the vegetable oils. The January canola contract pushes above its major moving averages, further underpinning values. The Canadian Grain Commission reports for the week ending November 10th that canola exports increase to more than 264,000 tons. That brings the year-to-date to 3.36 million tons, about double from a year ago. At that pace, Canada's canola exports would hit 12.5 million tons. Coupled with a strong domestic crush, an analyst stresses those exports cannot be sustained. The Canadian dollar is lower on Friday afternoon as the loonie falls to 70.97 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 71.29. The United States Department of Agriculture issues its export sales report for the week ending November 7th. Current crop soybeans are almost 1.56 million tons and in the middle of trade expectations. Soy meal export sales exceed 302,000 tons, and those for soy oil are 16,500 tons, and both are within market guesses. Export sales of U.S. corn are nearly 1.32 million tons, and wheat is about 380,000 tons. Both are towards the low end of trade predictions. The U.S. National Oilseed Processors Association reports the October crush is just short of 200 million bushels of soybeans. That surpasses trade guesses and marks a new monthly record. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Friday, with the January contract rising 11 cents at $9.98.5 per bushel. December soy oil advances more than 9 tenths of a cent at 45.35 cents per pound. December soy meal adds $2.60 at $289.60 per short ton. Also in Chicago, December corn is up a nickel at $4.24 per bushel. December oats gain 8 cents at $3.57. The U.S. wheat complex is on the rise as Chicago December increases 6 cents at $5.36.5. Kansas City December advances 7 cents at $5.40. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December is up 7 cents at $5.73. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Friday, November 15th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.